What's up, everybody? A lot of you have been asking what it is exactly that Nicole does besides just kicking ass as a mother and being an all-around good human being. And on this episode of the On Cue podcast, you are going to find out. We got to do what we intended on when we created this show and just sat down and chatted a bit. We spent some time talking about Nicole and what it is that she does, why she does it, how she does it, and we just explored the passion that she has for helping women in particular start and finish journeys when it comes to their health and wellness. So we really hope you enjoyed our conversation, just the two of us, and this is what it's like being more than just a mom. All right, and we are recording.
Hi, guys.
Hello, everyone. Tonight, you have both of us on.
Finally.
We finally get to do this. And
Together.
Yeah, that was the whole point in this program, was for us to do this together.
You guys get to hear from me, actually, this time.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to do with this one. We're actually going to steer this more towards Nicole and talking about some of the things that she's involved with and a passion that she has in helping people, in particular women. Mm-hmm. And we didn't prepare for this one. This should be an easy one, but I've got no notes. We've got nothing. We're just sitting here enjoying our night. This is what we, one of the reasons why we said we wanted to do this. We just, with parenting, we don't have, it's a little tougher for us to have date night, and we don't watch much TV at all. Mm-hmm. I think we tried to get into TV shows, and we just don't have time to watch them. I think we watched like two comedy shows sometime last year.
Every time you ask me, I'm like, I don't know, pick one, whatever.
Then we go to sleep. So this is something that we decided we could do together. And
it just has happened scheduling-wise, and just I've gotten sick and just been like out of commish, and just like being a mom.
Yeah.
Just has taken me out, so.
So this is a good one. We'll talk tonight about Nicole's coaching, and I'll let you say more about it, talk more about it. But you got a big event coming up, so I know you're getting excited about that. You've been looking forward to that.
I'm
Before we jump into it too much, let's just give them a good overview. When we say you're coaching, what exactly we're talking about?
So it's kind of the title that the company that I work for, the title that they give us, and the title that I give myself is I'm a health and wellness coach. I help women start and finish fitness programs and help them get results in whether it's physical, mental, nutrition-wise, whatever. But I work for Beachbody, and I hate name-dropping. Just because we're in our trainings, and just me personally, like, I'm not a product. Like, people can go buy this anywhere. Anywhere online, you can buy from Amazon. But I specifically want people to work with me because someone helped me. A random woman that I met on Facebook randomly helped me. And it's just, I was taught to pay it forward. Not taught, like, this is what you're supposed to do, but it's just what I picked up on. And it's the right thing to do to help someone. And it ultimately changed my life. I mean, there was a lot of things, a lot of factors at the time this came into my life, a lot of things that had like was the best decision I ever made at the time. But this is definitely one of them. And I'm super pumped to share. So we have a big conference next week that I'm going to that I haven't been in 2 years. Because 1 year I decided not to go because I just didn't. It was a bad vibe that I had with my business and bad vibe that we had with our team. And I was like, I want to be able to do this by myself, and I can. And I chose not to go, and then the next year, I had a baby.
So you haven't been in 3 years, actually. You didn't go the last 2 years, right? You haven't gone since you haven't been in 3 years. This will be 3 years.
Well, I'll go. I've only missed two events. So what do you mean?
Yeah, okay. You know, we're trying to do this just so raw. We didn't even do a mic test. Hopefully this thing's recording.
I
guess we'll find out. Or it's going to be me talking and there's going to be a lot of silence.
Oh, dang.
But, that's all right. We'll give it a shot. And if not, then we'll just re-record it.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
So you always talk about helping women finish. And I think that's, I like
start to, and finish.
Start and finish. But that's but huge. In particular, I know it's the start that stops most people. That's common. You got to start anything you're going to do, you got to start it. But you really emphasize the finish.
Mm-hmm. And not an end date, but just freaking finish the damn thing. Finish. Because I didn't, how I got to finish was, number one, I'm college dropout. I'd never finished anything before in my life. I mean, I kept my jobs. I wasn't a job hopper, but I did that right. But I never completed college. I never went for things. I always stayed in the shadows. I always watched everyone else's life, like, move forward. I thought you were, like, trying to look at something. I always watch everyone else's life just move forward, and I just stayed in one spot. I mean, there was a big reason why, and we'll get into that later, but I wanted to start something that meant something to me that I knew that I could do, because I was always too chicken shit to do it before. I don't know why. Like, I don't know why. There's a lot of psychological reasons why. Like, everyone has their different reasons, but I just wanted to freaking start and finish something, and how it landed in my lap at the time and the decision that I made to do it then and the money that I didn't have, but I did have. I just had finished up my bankruptcy and I just put it on a credit card, and I was terrified because I don't know, when was the last time a woman went and spent $140 on herself that she knew that she wasn't going to finish? I know that happens a lot, like to women at Target, like instant gratification purposes, but or purchases, but like, I didn't want to be that girl anymore. I didn't want to be the girl that, like, bought something, wasted money. I'd done that my entire adult life. And so it was, I wanted to start and finish it. And then also when I purchased it, people at work and some friends were like, you're not going to finish. That's stupid. And I was like, and I'm not one that, like, oh, I'm going to prove you wrong. I don't care about people's opinions too much. So I was like, whatever. But like, I don't know. It was just something about that. I was like, no, motherfucker. Like, hello, this is going to be easy. Like, don't downgrade me. Like, that's.
Well, you know, I think it's common, though. It's not to downplay what you're saying. I think actually it's, you know, you had that feeling like you were the only one. But it's actually very common. And it is sad to see how many people, whether it's some diet, you know, yeah. Yo-yo diets or workouts. And they say, hey, I'm gonna start this. And then. Mm-hmm. A few weeks later, I'm going to start this. I'm going to start that. Yeah. But yet they very rarely finish. Unfortunately, I mean, you know, it's good that they're trying. Mm-hmm. They're trying to start, but then they never finish anything. That's why I like when you say that. I think it's important. And, you know, I noticed the way you coach and the way you work with your people, too, is like, don't get discouraged if something interrupts the process.
Yeah.
If it's, let's say, a 6-week training course, and on week 3, you miss a few days. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, that just deflates them, and they stop there, and they either move on to the next thing, or they go back and start over, and you're like, no, just, you pick up where you left off, but that way you finish.
Yeah, and that's, again, a whole nother, that should be another podcast, is perfectionism. It's a huge insecurity. That's basically what it is. And some people just get caught up in that. And I obviously was not a perfectionist, because, I mean, doing something perfect wasn't the thing that was holding me back. It was myself that was holding me back, and a lot of different things. I mean, there was physical abuse. There was mental abuse from two different people that I dated. A lot of, like, insecurities, you know, growing up, being the middle kid, being forgotten about, staying in the shadows, that kind of thing. Not being told that I was smart enough to go to college, to do this or that, the other thing. And the things that are told to you that young and that you basically live through your life. I mean, I'm not saying that this happens to everybody, but they kind of become your reaction to things. And I just got so used to not going for it and just being like, I'm going to be over here. Like, I was really good at a lot of things, but like, I never went for anything. I was too scared to. And so when I work with women, specifically starting and finishing things, like, I had a coach who wasn't a helicopter coach, who said, gave me like all the meal plans, gave me all the recipes, gave me the calendar, gave me all the bells and whistles. She helped me purchase it. She worked with me as a friend, like conversation, like, hi, how are you? And like, asking someone how they are is the world. Like, legit, if you're listening to this, take some time and ask like 5 people in your day how they are. Like, just ask them how they are. And she became a friend. And we went into this group on Facebook, and it was a community of people doing, we did the same program. we were doing the same program. We started on the same day, and she kind of just was our cheerleader. And we didn't follow her lead because she wasn't doing the program with us, but it was, we were a part of something. We bought this $140 thing, and we weren't told to do the nutrition program. We weren't told anything. Like I said, my coach was not a helicopter coach. She was someone that just helped me get this program and was my friend. And I started and finished, completed the 60 days, and freaking it changed my life. I don't know why, probably. Like, who would have thought a 60-day workout program would have helped someone gain the confidence that you would have, especially as a woman? I don't have... What is it? Body dysmorphia?
Yeah.
Am I saying that right? I don't have that. I don't have, I hate my body. I don't have any of that. I was not big when I started this, but I lost, I think it was like close to 20 inches on my body total. And I like, I don't know. I had lines in my stomach. I had like, it was like,
phenomenal shit.
I was like, holy shit. Like, I did this with a 60-day program and a yoga mat in my living room. And it was the coolest thing. And I just made it work. I worked two jobs at the time, and I came home sometimes at 10:30, 11 o'clock and dilly-dally for an hour and didn't get to my workouts sometimes at midnight, but I still did it because I said to myself, I'm going to do this. And I made a promise to myself June 16th, 2012, that I was never going to back out of my promises ever again. And that was the last day that I was abused. And that just like stuck with me. Like, how many promises do you make to yourself that you back out on? How many promises do you of yourself that you make to yourself that you just like forget about the next day? Like, my life had so much shit going on that I was like, I'm too much of a human. Like, I'm wasting myself. I'm completely wasting my life. And so I just used a fitness program to help myself. And by that time, I lived with my brother and sister-in-law for almost a year, and that was a struggle that first year that I was there with them. Like, I wanted to pack up my car so many different times and just leave in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh, no one will ever know that I left. I'll just slip back into my life of names and just, for the rest of my life, just, like, live there and, like, just do what is comfortable. And, like, but the comfortable at that time was, like, living in this double life, living in fear and living in this like abusive town. Like, it was just shit. And so I was like, I can no longer look back. And then after that year of transitioning from small town names, Iowa to Dallas was a huge transition just of like traffic alone. Cause my commute to work was 6 minutes. And then my commute to work was like 15 minutes if you took the toll road, 30 minutes if you didn't, but it was just like
the amount of people you're interacting with.
Oh my God. It was like, and it wasn't like I couldn't handle it. It was just annoying. I'm like, why is this taking so long? This is so stupid. And that's what that just took like a while to get used to. And I'm not someone, it's weird. Like sometimes I'm like, I don't know, I'll just go up and talk. Like I could go into a bar alone and be totally cool. I could go to a movie by myself. I can go to a restaurant, but like totally fine. Talk to anybody, whatever. But put the situation that I was in, like no friends, no money, like, didn't even have a bank account, had a car that I did own, and just, like, some clothes and some makeup, I, like, felt like the lowest human being ever. So by the time that I got to purchase it, I was back on my feet. I lived with my brother for a year, so I had a ton of money saved up, paid off, like, did
to
a
bunch. To purchase it, referring to
the program that I got, which is only $140. And so, you know, I got my apartment. At the time when I got it too, I told my coach, I don't have a TV yet. I don't have my DVD hooked up, but I'll figure it out. I'll make it work, but I want to get it. And I hadn't bought a TV yet. And so that was the other thing too. And I was like, in my head, I was thinking maybe she can loan me. Like in my head, I'm like, well, she'll fix it. She'll help me. But I'm like, no, Nicole, like you do it. Like you do the work. Like, what are you doing? Like, go fucking buy a TV. You know, like, I don't know why my mentality was that. I don't know. And then, like I said, my coach wasn't a helicopter coach. I told myself...
When you say a helicopter coach, you've used this term a few times. Just explain to people what exactly you mean by that.
It's like a helicopter parent. Like, they do everything for their kid.
Okay.
Or like, you know, you have someone who's always hovering over you, hovers over you, like does everything for you, tells you what to do, tells you how to do it, tells you what you need, tells you what you want.
And so for some people, just correct me if I mean, for some people, you know, Beachbody is so big. That's the beauty of it, is that, you know, they give you programs and they give you some structure, but you have the autonomy to treat your business how you want to.
Oh, for sure.
So for some people, they might like that. So, you know, someone might come, you might meet them, and then you realize as you get to know them, or they realize that, hey, they're looking for someone a little more involved. And you might say, hey, you know what? That's not the way I coach. That's not the way I work with people. Let me turn you on to someone else that will, that provides to that neediness, if you will, or I don't know if neediness is the right word, but some people do like that.
Well, it's super interesting because I didn't have a coach that did that, because I said to myself, I bought this. I paid $140 for it. I'm going to do it. And I actually was going to return. We drink Shakeology every day, and that was part of the nutrition plan. And I was like, shakes are stupid. This is dumb. I cannot believe that I'm agreeing to it. But I said, Nicole, you wanted to become a yes person, so this is what you said yes to. So don't freaking back out. Like, try it. It's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So I was like, fine, whatever. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to return it. I'm going to get my money back, and I'll just keep going. Like, whatever. I had an alarm set in my phone to cancel it, get my money back, and this is when my credit card was, like, all this kind of stuff. And then I canceled all of those plans because, like, I loved it, and it wasn't gross. I mean, you've had it, and I didn't even, like, tell you, like, oh, you've got to try this. Right. You're like, what are you drinking? And you're like, oh, that's actually really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, she wasn't somebody that did everything, and I decided to do, I'm going to go 100%. This meal plan says to eat like this, so I figured out where I fell and which meal plan that it gave us, and I followed it to a T for 60 days exact, never missed a day, 7 days a week, 60 days, like, and that to me now doesn't sound like that long, but like for someone who had never done that before and worked 70, 80 hours a week in a city, constantly living out of her car, like, how was I going to do it? But I don't know. I went to the grocery store and I basically just lived out of this 31 bag. If you know, 31 is the company that makes these really cool, like, sturdy bags.
I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, okay. Like our Kiros bag.
Okay.
Yeah, it has the wires around it. And I basically took that everywhere. I had no shame in my Tupperware game. I went everywhere with Tupperware. I showed up with food at parties. I showed up with food in my car if we went out to the bar, which at that time I didn't go out. But if I showed up somewhere, I always had my food with me. I always had a plan. I always had something. And I had never done that before, you guys. Like, ever, ever, ever in my life. And so when I got down, I was like, oh, that was freaking cool. I did that. I want to keep going with it. And then I realized, oh, I can do what my coach does. Because I don't know what it was. I was driving to my second job. And I was like, you know what? After my program was done and after I was out of the challenge group with my coach, and I was like, I'm missing something. Like, I was missing the community. I was missing the workouts. At that time, I told myself I was going to take a week break and then I was going to start again. And I have kept that mentality literally for almost 5 years. My anniversary is on July 28th.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And I've kept that mindset. I was like, well, I'm going to take a week off, take a breather, recollect myself, redo my goals, and then start again. Like, I've never veered away from that. And I was like, I want more. I know I can do more. And my coach didn't even put the bug in my ear about, oh, earn an income. You could become a coach. Be like me. Like, it wasn't even like that. It was, I asked her, I was like, you make money off, you do this full time, right? And she was like, yeah. And then she's like, I could teach you how to do it or coach you, you know? I was like, okay, cool, I'm in. Tell me what to do. And she sent me stuff and I was like, okay, cool, I'm in. And I literally ran from there. I started my own groups, had no clue what to do, had zero training. I just looked in our back office. Our back office has trainings, has all these bells and whistles, all of these things. And I just spent my free time, which was like 5 a.m, my lunch break, and then 11:30 to midnight at night, whatever. That was my free time learning how to build a business. And I was like, fuck, this makes me feel like $1 million. I want to be able to help anyone who wants to do it. And I see her doing it. And we had like 30 people in the group. I was like, I can do that. Like, why can't I do that? And just that confidence that 60-day program gave me, it was called PIO. I'm not trying to like leave it out or anything.
Yeah.
It just gave me the confidence to be like, fuck, I can do it too. And then, well, it's good. I became, hold on, the helicopter thing, I'm getting to it. So I became the coach that created lists, that created a prep week, that created this is how you start, this is what you need to do, this is how you clean out your pantry, this is how you set up your food list. I'm not going to give you recipes because recipes don't make you skinny. Recipes don't even make you fat. Recipes are just taking our paper in your counter, paper in your whatever, in your the things that you print off that you don't even look at, and then like you do nothing with. I'm going to teach you the actionable steps that are actually going to make you start, to make you keep going, to make you finish. And then I taught women how to do it when shit gets hard because I was doing it right there with them. And then to finish, I taught them to not write an end date because then it got into the perfectionism of, if I start on this date and I do a 30-day or 21-day or a 60-day calendar, I have to end on this day. And then if I screw up, it's done. I'm like, listen, you become a hashtag ABC, hashtag always be closing. You always be closing. You never not finish what you started. And if you don't like what you start, too bad. You're a fucking adult. Deal with it. Work, do maybe add something different that you like onto it, but it's 30 minutes. Just do it. Like, there's a reason why you're not liking it. There's a reason why you're not doing it. You chose it. And that was the thing for me, too. Like, the mentality of that I was learning about myself. Like, the situations that I chose to stay in and the people I chose to be in my inner circle was a huge eye-opener for me when I came down here because I was around people who made millions of dollars. I live with my brother. They're just very well off. I was around constant people that super nice, very good people, like no shit talking, no negativity. They were just happy people having a good time talking about their family and talking about work. And like, it's a higher vibration. And I was just, my circle was wrong. And so it's just all the things that you tell yourself, you know?
Well, it's good that you brought up the money because, you know, a lot of people, they talk about it. I mean, the fact of the matter is there is an income to it. You do make money, but you have the passion for it. You do it because you want to help people.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people out there. I don't know if you want to call them skeptics, and it's with anything. There's naysayers and they think, oh, you're just doing this to make a few bucks. You know, it's Beachbody, it's just some other program, it's some other multi-level marketing thing.
Yeah, it's a gimmick.
Yeah, exactly. So it's good that you talk about the fact that you do make money. But I've seen it with my own eyes that, and look, hey, if you could build a big team and all of that, and you know, that's great, but I can see the way you manage your business and the way you go about it, that's not the primary focus. Yeah. The primary focus is helping women.
And I have had the same group that I created by myself from the very beginning. And that in my business, that is very, very, very rare. Challenge groups is what our Beachbody term is. It's what our business group term is. So I call them virtual gym squad, a studio, if you ever hear me talk about it a couple years ago. But it's a freaking accountability group is what basically it is. And a lot of coaches, they struggle with theirs. And then my first question to that is, well, how many programs have you started and finished? And what have been your results? And what have you really dove into? And how have you really worked on yourself? Because that's part of, like, we have four vital behaviors is what we call them that we're supposed to work on ourselves, like that we do for our business. And it's freaking be proof of the product and, you know, talk about it. They actually just changed. So I don't remember off the top of my head, but one of the big ones is to be proof of the product in personal development. You work on yourself. Like, part of our job description, what we're taught to do, is to freaking work on ourselves. Like, I don't know, like, this sounds super cheesy, but I don't know what job requirements is that. Like, that they have that as, like, one of the top two things.
Yeah, well, it's a core value for you. I mean, I don't know exactly without knowing your business. But
you'll struggle big time if you're not being proof of the product, if you're not actually doing the programs. Like, to me, then that it's a facade. You're putting something fake that's out there, and like, that's not healthy for anyone. And people that do that, they don't thrive.
Well, I think something that's helping you talking about being a proof of the product is, you know, before it would be easy for people to say it was easy for you before when you were single, you worked, you didn't have any other responsibilities. You were a bachelorette, if you will.
Yeah.
You didn't have anything to worry about. So, hell yeah, it was easy to work out and kill it and get into the shape that you were in.
Yeah.
But now that you are momming it full time, you know, you've got your hands full, to see that you're still sticking with it, you're still working out, Is it tougher? I'm sure. Are there hurdles? I'm sure. But you haven't given up on it. You're still sticking with it. So I think that in and of itself is a proof of the product. That, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of people, and this is just a general assumption I'm making, but I think it's a very valid one, that would say, hell, I mean, I was talking about this to someone the other day. It was, you know, when I used to work out and was in great shape, well, it was easy. I was young, in my mid-20s, had, you know, no other responsibilities. I could go to the gym twice a day and here, there, do whatever. But it's good to see you sticking with it now that your hands are full all the time, that your free time is very minimal.
Yeah, and
I think that brings up another good topic that you should talk about, especially in today's day and age. Some people enjoy going to the gym, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there are certain aspects of it that, that can be good, and for some people, they do enjoy that, going and being around other people. I mean, look, it's 2019. There's not a one-size-fits-all in anything that we do. But with life and people being so busy and active and people who travel, you know, a colleague of mine who got involved with Beachbody, he's loving it because he travels a lot. And it's something that he can do in his hotel room. And, you know, he's also got two kids and a wife at home. And, you know, he's busy.
It just tells you what to do. Like, that's the joy of it.
Right. You could do it anywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that's something, you know, you should talk a little bit about as far as just the accessibility and how easy it is and how there's the different programs depending on what you like. I think that's important for people to know.
Yeah, and I start right before I started my program, I was going to the gym. I had a gym membership, and I was going at 5 in the morning or like legit 11:30 at midnight after work, or when I drove home and I go, I forgot my stuff, so I'd have to go home and then drive back, which driving a half an hour to and from in Dallas-Fort Worth area is no big thing. It's like, well, whatever. But I was going to the gym, and I did it like 5 days a week. And then, you know, just like everyone, you go to the gym, you go like super hardcore, you're in it, you have this routine, and then it tapers down to 3 days a week, and then it tapers down to 2, and then 1, and then none. And I went specifically because I had an office job, so I was sitting all the time. Sitting isn't a natural position. And for me, my back was always going out, my hips were always going out, my shoulder was always super weird because if you're a mouse, like you're always super, like your muscles always flexed. And so that was always going out. And so I was trying to work on my core. So I would just go there to the gym and just use the mat. Like I could have done all of this in my living room, but it was going to the gym. It was, I'm doing this act, I'm doing something for myself. And at the gym, you feel part of a community. But I actually started to write down the old routines. I shouldn't say old routines, from P90X. I'd write them down on paper and do them there. This was before we even had, this was before I was a coach, before any technology.
Before the mobile app.
Yeah, before any of that happened. And so after a while, I was like, well, if I'm going to do this P90X, like I have it, I should just do it at home. But then that's when I connected up with this coach. We had actually been friends for a year on social media, and I almost deleted my Facebook twice before I spoke with her. And then that was over the course of the year of all like the, I'm going to move back to Iowa, I'm going to back my car and go, no, you have to stay here. And I was miserable, you know, all these kind of things. And so fast forward to now, I would still honestly, if I had the time, I mean, I would go to a gym, and if it was super close and convenient, you know, sometimes, especially as a mom, I have some moms that do need to do this workout at the gym because they have kids at home.
Right. And it gives them a break too.
It gives them a break.
Like I said, there's pros and cons, and for some people it's perfect, you know?
Yeah. And I have
nothing against the gym at all.
No, not at all.
It's just nice having the accessibility at your fingertips.
Yeah. So we have a mobile app, that legit has, we have over 100 programs, which that sounds overwhelming. And this is where working with the coach would come in. I would help you figure out like which one would fit you best. Cause I've done a lot of them start to finish, gotten results. Not like I kind of dabbled, like I legit have done them. And so there's lots of programs. There's lots of different cardio, just high intensity ones, just Pilates and yoga ones, just strictly weightlifting ones. If somebody is a bikini competitor or in, what is it called for a guy?
I think, I don't know, same thing, I guess. I mean, there's different there's different
competition thing, yeah, whatever I'll say, but we have stuff geared specifically for that. So I could help someone with that, but you could do it anywhere. The accessibility for me now is I can legit go to the garage. I love to work outside, so I choose to do it on the garage and in our driveway, but just go out and do it out there during her first nap time. Cause that's my like one time and only time I prefer to do it in the morning to get it done.
Yeah, because if you had to go somewhere, that option wouldn't be there. I mean, you can put the baby down while she's napping. You take the monitor out there. You can pump your workout out. It takes you 20 to 30 minutes, 35 minutes, and you're done. Mm-hmm. You come back in, jump in the shower, and you get it all done before she wakes up.
Yeah, and that works really well. But also women who like to go to the gym, who need that, who crave that. Again, community is a huge thing for people.
Right.
That was what got me into where like the social media aspect would be an accountability group. But anyway, they can take it to the gym. And it's the fact that they don't have to figure out what to do. And like if a dude's on a machine, if another girl like taking up that whole rack, like I have no problem going in there and just like getting my shit. Like if they're going to be there, I'm going to be standing right there. I don't have a problem with that. So many women can't hang at the gym or can't. If they do go, they know how to do like three things and then they do that and then they do the elliptical and then like they do that for like a month or two or whatever.
What
or
can
they
be
stay
intimidating
that way.
For a lot of people, the gym can be intimidating, you know, really. I mean, you've got these, you know, big meatheads there. You've got people that are in really great shape and, you know, and you don't really know what you're doing. I get that. Or they just don't have the knowledge, unfortunately. They want to work out, but they've never really had it, you know.
And they just, the joy is like you can Bluetooth it with your headphones. You could have it in your pocket. You just follow along with what they do. Mm-hmm. And it's the easiest thing to follow.
Well, I think it's good. And I think this will help the podcast. You know, we talked about it on the last episode there. When I spoke with Jesse, he and I talked about it because he mentioned how, you know, he hadn't heard too much about this yet. And you and I made a concentrated effort not to make, you know, we don't want people to think our podcast is just a platform
that's
to publicize.
That's not a selling point for me.
Right. But it is. But this is an important part of your life and who you are. So we're going to talk about it.
For sure. It's a huge pinpoint in my life. Like it's a story. It's not just, oh, get this program and work with me.
Right.
I actually like it changed my freaking world. And I'll do it from now until the end of time. Yeah. I mean, because now being a mother and have gone through all the mental issues that I have gone through, that has helped me just to have a community for one. I have created a women of 100 plus women that have literally been like the best support. And not that you haven't been the best support, but it's different. It's women.
Yeah.
The best support. And like, I know, like I have the things to take care of myself. And like so many women out there don't know what to do, don't know how to start, don't have the tools, and then get sucked into something either that they thought was going to work or like this diet pill. I don't know, like all of those like weird things out there that I completely disagree with. But
well, I think people in general, I mean, I know you being a woman, being a strong woman, and preferring to work with women. But I think it's important to say it's not just women. I mean, there's plenty of men out there as well that don't
know what to
do. They don't know, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that want to be healthier, want to exercise, and they either didn't grow up that way, they're not lucky enough to have that, you know, fundamental basic knowledge of exercise and the concept of it, or for the fact that they've never done it, they don't have that feeling of what it's like and to feel good about yourself and to exercise and that adrenaline rush you get or just that good, you know, oxytocin release. That
post-workout high is so good.
Yeah, and you know, and unfortunately they've just never experienced it. Mm-hmm. And so it's really interesting now. I was having a conversation recently, you know, between this American Ninja Warrior that's come out, you know, the TV show. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool to watch. And jujitsu as well. Jujitsu, you see a lot of, if you want to call nerds, you know, a lot of nerds are getting involved with jujitsu now. Well, because, you know, maybe they don't want to compete in mixed martial arts or boxing or Muay Thai. You know, they don't want to go and punch and kick people in the face. But jujitsu is so technical and it's so, strength is not the core ingredient that, you know, you, people who have never exercised before, they fall in love with jiu-jitsu because it's something that they too can be involved with and mm-hmm. be good at. Mm-hmm. And this American Ninja Warrior, I mean, these people are freak athletes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are people that had no athletic background and they just never knew it. There's gyms popping up everywhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just
cool
people
what community can do for somebody, yeah. the confidence that it can instill in them. It's super cool to watch. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Well, look, you have this big event coming up. I think we should talk about that. Just, I know you're excited about it. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsor and hear a little bit more about Anchor, and then we will come back and talk about your big trip.
Okay.
And we are back. Thank you all for staying with us. Just a quick word there from Anchor. We are, that's what we're using now, as you probably figured out, and we really enjoy it. We're still learning a few tricks of the trade here, but it's just a one-stop shop, and it's really easy. So next week, you're going on your trip. So it's an annual conference that Beachbody puts on for yeah. all of their coaches, or is it for anybody involved with?
Nope, it's just coaches.
Just coaches.
It's our okay. yearly event. It's called Summit.
Okay, so let's talk about that first off. So you get involved with Beachbody. You mm-hmm. can be a coach. Or if I'm new to Beachbody and I sign up under Nicole Sedbeck, now I'm not a coach, but so I wouldn't be able to go to this conference. So it's for the coaches. But if at some point I want to become a coach, I can do that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. We have quarterly events. I have information sessions. Just ask me questions. I love people who ask questions. Right. I have lots of places for people to learn how to, either you want to become a coach to be a part of community. You want to be a coach to get the discount, which I have a lot of girls that are that because you get a huge discount. Or you want to help earn income for your family, which is like my role that I want, that right. I'm pulling for. Or you want to surpass your income, or you want to retire your husband, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, real quick, before we talk about Summit, you know, for all of the, we talked earlier about the skeptics or naysayers, for all of those out there, I mean, look, the fact of the matter is, you can say what you want. I'm a very traditional, you know, when I met you, you were telling me about this, and I was very, I didn't talk bad about it, but I was very reserved, and I was mm-hmm. like, okay, cool, good for you, but like a lot of people who have been involved with fitness, and athletics, I've seen a lot of these that aren't not successful.
Right.
Or that the people are just
start and stop and just kind of like taper off.
And they're just full yeah. of shit, a lot of the people. So I didn't yeah. know that. You know, I was yeah. like, all right, is this just a money thing? Is, you know, that's all yeah. they're concerned about, which to me would be a load of shit and I couldn't stand that. Well, luckily that's why you're still in my life, because I realized, mm-hmm. you know, that you're not full of shit. But mm-hmm. There are success stories out there, not just a few. I mean, there are a ton of people that are doing very
like
well with this.
Yeah, that's so
and
well.
Making a
yeah.
lot of money and, you know, being very successful. And I think it's important that there's just a large number of the average person that is involved with it, that it's not making a ton of money, but they are sticking with it. I'm sure you have the numbers or could provide those numbers. We didn't do any prep for the show, but I do know that there is a large group of people that have been involved with Beachbody for a long time.
Because, I've almost been a coach for 5 years, so.
Right. And there's stories like that all across the country, though. I've seen them watching some of these blogs and stuff that I've seen online.
Yeah.
Because it works. I mean, I've done a few of the programs over the last few years, and I was like, oh, wow, these are tough. I do see results. I do enjoy them. Mm-hmm. It's good that they're different so you don't get bored. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Summit. So it's like just an annual conference. You go, you get to work with other coaches and share ideas, and they have breakout sessions.
Well, we go, and it's a 3-day event, and they have, gosh, I can't remember what our trainings are called, but we have tracks. So we have, so there's 25,000 people that generally go to this conference.
Wow.
We have 450,000 coaches, maybe 500,000. I don't know. I can't remember. It's a giant number. Uh-huh. But we generally have 25,000 coaches that go to this. And so coaches who want to learn how to build a business, learn like how to elevate themselves, all this kind of stuff. So we have one set of coaches that we do trainings in the morning, and then we go to a general session, which is we have speakers. And this year, women, we have Rachel Hollis speaking at our event this year.
That's the lady really enjoyed. We listened to her podcast, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Her and her husband was
Dave Hollis. Yeah. But just Rachel is coming. So we have
In 2016, just real quick, in 2016, Beachbody had about 400,000 coaches.
Yeah.
With a reported revenue of $863 million.
Yeah.
So that was just a few years ago. So yeah, you're probably, my guess is they're probably closer to about 500,000 by now.
Yeah. So
Rachel Hollis.
Yeah. So we have tracks in the morning, and tracks are trainings. And this year is super cool because they have put us in, before when we have picked our trainings, we just picked which coach we wanted to hear from. Some of the top earners that we really love or that we connect with. Because there's some coaches that I'm like, I'm not like her. I don't like how she runs her business. I don't like her vibe. So I don't really want to learn from her, which is cool. Because like Beachbody encourages us to be ourselves. So some women are very business, and some women are like, I'm not organized, but this is how we do it. This is how I run it. This is how I help people. Da, 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 da.
Right.
So before we got to pick like which coaches we wanted to learn from, but now we're placed into tracks of where our rank is and like where we're at in our business. So the information that is going to give that they're going to provide for
us. They're mining some type of information through your back office, through your analytics.
And like where we're at in our business, like at the current moment. Okay, so they're like, if you're so it's like what you're struggling with, we want to help you. Like our corporate, it does amazing work. I've always super loved them. Our back office is so cool. Like, so when you work with multi-level marketing, especially our company, Beachbody, they provide training. So if you, let's say you went out and started a business, you would have to have trainings for, let's say, your people. You would have to put it together. You would have to put it together a back office. You would have to put together all of the things that when you start a new business. When you become a coach, it's already done for you.
Right.
It's all the computer.
Well, but it's done right. You know, I remember back in the Ponzi scheme days and the pyramid scheme. And there's all kinds of things that have failed at some point and not done well. At the same time, multi-level management, when it's done right, it actually is. It can be done very well, and it's because success. Everyone's success is tied together. Therefore, everyone's trying to help each other. Mm-hmm. So you get in, and like you're saying, the training is there for you. You get to learn from other people's failures. A lot of the experience is already there.
Yeah, and we're given weekly trainings every week. We're given so many things.
Because at some point, you're under someone else, and they're under someone else, and they're under someone else. So those people have a reason to make sure that you all are doing well.
Yeah.
And then as people signed up to be a coach in your team, well, you want to make sure they do well. So the incentive is there for everyone to be successful.
Yeah, like
so,
if I have a girl that recruits, let's say, 5 girls, and then that girl quits, like, I'm still going to, like, pick those girls up and be like, listen, you're not going to just have someone that just recruited you and then just bails on you. Like, you have a team, you're part of something, you're going to learn, it's all good, stay where you're at, don't jump ship, you know, whatever. Anyway, so at this summit, we're given trainings, and then the other half of the day we go to a general session, and then the next day we trade, just because there's so many people. So it's very busy. You walk a lot. It's at a big convention center in downtown Indianapolis. This year it's at Indianapolis. The 2 years that I went, it was in Nashville, and Nashville's such a cool city, especially downtown area. So it was really neat. It's very well put together. And all of us coaches.
How long has Beachbody been around now? Let's see.
I just watched a thing on Tony Horton just the other day. I should know this. If you don't know who Tony Horton is, you should know. He's the creator of P90X. I love him so much. I'm doing a live workout with him. I'm so pumped.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. When is this coming up soon?
At Summit.
Oh, at Summit.
Yeah.
So 1998 is when Beachbody was founded.
Yeah, and then the team Beachbody wasn't created until 2011, I don't know, sometime around there, 2009 maybe, I don't know. Anyway, so Summit is basically just a big thing for all of us coaches to be in one area and to be around another. And it's not like, yeah, we learn from one another, but we go into these trainings. We're actually, it's actually corporate's there. We have an opening ceremony. We're at, and it's actually the people that have, they have what's called the Beachbody Challenge. So people who start and finish their program and they submit their results, they're put into a pool and people go vote on like which one's the best, which mean, freaking everyone's the best. And they do take care of like everybody that like, you know, submits and has like these amazing transformations.
Right.
But we've had people literally like 150 pounds down, like change their freaking life and their whole
story.
Oh, you were
telling me some of these stories.
Oh,
just
my
amazing.
God. Literally the entire stadium, we're in like the stadium. There is not a dry eye there. Like these are real people, real stories, and they receive a big fat check, which is awesome. And it's not just they've done one program. They've done like multiple, like over a year. You
interesting
know,
word. That they receive a big fat check.
Yeah, big fat check.
Probably that'll probably offend some people listening, but that's okay.
Mm.
Okay, carry on.
But we get to see those people. We get to hear stories of women like myself who have started their business and how it's changed their life and how, you know, it is a numbers thing at some point when some people really get up there, like how many people can you help? Like some of the women that they have, like they have this really cool story and some people really connect with it. When I was single and working two jobs and I had to work to connect with my people because right. everyone and they're like, but I, at the time I thought like everyone has a kid, everyone's a mom, you know, you know, so some people connect with, you know, different stories and different things. And it's so cool to see how just an average Joe can share a story and then connect with hundreds of people and be able to help them and then grow their business and then create financial freedom for their family, balance for their family. You know, because some people, we're blessed, I get to stay at home, that both parents have to be gone and they never see their kids, you know,
right,
so it
right,
creates
yeah.
that. I think it's just the coolest thing. So we're provided with trainings, free workouts with our super trainers, which are super fun. We have events at night, parties, not like everyone go out and get sloshed, but like everyone coming together
yeah,
and celebrate
have
and have a good time.
And wrong with that, I mean.
Yeah. And it's all inclusive. Like I think you have to pay for your booze because like, they don't,
well, I'm sure
they
yeah.
don't really support that, but it's all bunch of food. Oh, one thing I did want to say was this doesn't have anything to do with Summit, but I never really was someone who like reached back for alcohol for when I started my fitness journey. But when I dated my last boyfriend before I did all this change, there was like a lot of heavy drinking going on. And I never wanted to be the person who like numbed things with alcohol. Mm-hmm. And like, it's so common. I mean, I only specifically work with women. Partly because I just think, I don't know, I'm with you. Like when I was single, I worked with men.
Right, right.
You know, but like, I just, that's like a moral thing for me. I just choose not to. But there's so many women that just go to a bottle of wine a night,
oh, yeah.
you know, versus like doing a 30-minute workout, you know, and sometimes it's a battle between
I've known a few.
Sometimes it's a battle to get that person out of that mindset, out of that choice,
yeah.
you know, because it's just what everybody's supposed to do. And I hate that. What if you're supposed to wake up and say good things to yourself and be nice to yourself and work hard? Like people are so afraid of the phrase work hard. Like people are kind of getting away from that.
Well, unfortunately, I mean, people just want the results right away. They don't want to put in the work. They want the results right away because everything else in our life we can get
Instant gratification.
Instant gratification.
That's why women will go and spend $140 at Target or on a pair of boots
men,
quicker.
Men as well, not just women. Anyone will. We have plenty of people.
Anyone will, but they'll spend that quicker than they'll spend on a program and the nutrition plan, you know, all that kind
because
of
stuff. Because the monthly, what it costs, the membership, or what do you call it? Is that what you all call it, a membership? But it's not
There's
expensive.
There's different things. No, it's not expensive at all.
It's what is it, $100 bucks?
For just the workouts alone, it's $100, $100 a year. But then that price is even broken down for the people who are like, who can't, who don't have $100, which is, I think is awesome that we provide that for people.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, that's either you pay every 3 months or you
go to
you
a gym. You go to a gym. I mean, you're lucky to get a gym membership. Even these big ones that are national, international, that only charge you 10, 20 bucks a month. But those are the, you know, what, Planet Fitness or Planet Lifetime Fitness. Planet Fitness. But most gyms, you know, even then you're spending 20 to 50 bucks a month if you're lucky, some of them even more.
Because then every 3 months still you're paying like $40 or something like that.
Yeah, and there's all the other fees. So it's affordable is the point. It's very affordable. It's not outrageous.
Yeah.
$100 a year, so that's what, $8 a month or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there's the other stuff that, you know, you can buy the Shakeology and stuff like that. But even then, it's all optional. It's all optional.
Especially
and
with me, it's all optional. Like, I have women in there that don't have anything to do with Beachbody. Like, right. I specifically, like, they're my friends. I'm like, listen, I want you to be in my community because my community rocks. Yeah. Like, my fucking studio virtual gym squad is the shit. It has 100 plus. It has 113 in there right now. It would be over 200, well over 250, but I filter through it because I'm like, listen, I specifically ask people, like, does this group annoy you? Is this too many notifications? Because sometimes I have to be like, I'm going to shut off notifications and I'm going to be the only one that posts because it's that much. Like, women are constantly checking in, asking questions, asking for help, just posting like crazy. And I have to tell people now when they go in there, I'm like, listen, do you have an option of putting your notifications off? Only the highlights or all? Like, you have options.
Right.
And I want you to be aware. And I want you to be aware when you are annoyed. So that tells you to not check out of your fitness, but to figure out something as to why you're annoyed. And that's like part of the joy that I get. Like, I actually work with people as to why.
Yeah, that's the big thing that I've told people, you know, that once I got comfortable as you and I were dating, and then I started learning more about it before I'm going to start promoting anyone on any level, whether it's at work, if I invite someone I found this new place to go to jiu-jitsu, or if I invite someone to come ride motorcycles with my club and I'm going to get to know them. I'm going to get to know what I'm talking about before. So it took a while before, and then I was like, oh yeah, no, Nicole is on point. And a lot of what I really liked was that you do a lot that you don't have to do for your quote-unquote business, if you will. It is related to Beachbody, the wellness part of it, but it's not, I'm sure there's plenty of coaches that don't do that. I mean, you do a lot of talking with people, you meet with people, just to talk about.
I encourage everyone to ask all the questions. And even if you're a no, I was a no for a year. And then till finally I was like, okay, I'm ready. Like, I tell people, I want you to work with me when you're ready. Because if you work with me when you're not ready, we're not going to vibe.
Yeah.
We're not going to vibe. Because I'm going to push you. I'm going to ask you what your goals are. And I'm going to ask you what your goals are in 2 weeks and ask you why you're not working on them. Because I care about you and I really want to help you. And I tell people in the beginning, like, if you don't want me to ask you that hard question, tell me, because maybe you're not mentally there yet to handle it. And that's cool, too. That's totally cool. Maybe you do need to be the girl that watches on the sidelines. That's cool. Because I know, well, this last year, like, I went through some hard things, and I couldn't even fathom, like, doing the things and saying the things and having that mindset because there was it was bad. So, like, I get it. Like, I just ask honesty from my people that I work with.
Well, listen, I know we could talk about this forever. I think that's a good way to finish there for tonight. You may or may not hear our beautiful baby crying in the background. So the monitor just started speaking to us.
I'm being called away.
Ending on that note, with honesty, I honestly think that that was a good show, just to kind of introduce people to your business and what you do.
I could literally talk about it.
And I know you could. That's why, you know, with us, we didn't have any, we just, hey, let's record tonight. We didn't have any outline or any topics. I think in the future we will talk about, you know, when we talk about Beachbody again, it'll be maybe one specific part of it, or maybe something that you're experiencing or working with.
It's Nicole.
It's Nicole. I know. It's your business. I get that. But anyway, I think it was good. I think that you do a great job. I appreciate
what you do.
Tell everyone, we'll have it down in the description of the show, but let everyone know where they can find you, Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, Facebook is Iowa Gets Fit, and then Instagram is Nicole.Sedbeck. I used to be Iowa Gets Fit on Instagram, but I've changed. So it's just Nicole.Sedbeck and Facebook as Iowa Gets Fit. So.
And then you can always drop us an email at weonqueue, that's weonqueue at Gmail. If you have any questions, to get in touch with Nicole, if you're interested in anything.
For that, I have a Iowa Gets Fit at Gmail for that. But they could do either or.
Either way, we'll make sure if you need to get in touch with Nicole or if you know anyone.
If you're like, hey, someone needs to listen to this podcast because they're stuck or they don't know what to do.
Please share it.
Yeah.
Yeah, please share it. And we hope the podcast is getting better. We appreciate those of you listening. Please share it with all your friends and family. Again, we're not doing this for money. I think we've made $1.30 so far. So listen, we're not making a killing on this. But really what the plan is for shows like this, tomorrow morning, we're recording with a friend of mine who's raising a child with autism. You know, we've got some other guests lined up, and that's what we're doing it for. You know, if you know anyone that would benefit from hearing from someone like Nicole, if you know anyone that might be, you know, experiencing similar things, just connecting people and helping people out and
that
helping each other.
And community,
that's right. That's what it's about. So listen, please share our show with everyone. We are on about 8 different platforms right now. So Google, iTunes, Stitcher, Pocket Cast. Anyway, Spotify. Thank you so much, and
happy 4th of July.
Yeah, happy 4th.